If you are on Instagram, you may have noticed a Donegal guide page, because this is a new page on, well, relatively new. It's been going for over a year now, but it's building all the time, and it's started by two people, Sarah Doherty and Hannah Healy. Sarah is training to be a teacher, but also does marketing full-time as a consultant with her company, SD Media and Marketing, and Hannah Healy. Hannah is from Fulcara, has been living and working in New York for the past year, working in hospitality marketing, but they're on Instagram showcasing their love for Donegal on this, the Donegal Guide, recommendations for different places to eat and drink. And Hannah now joins me on the line. Hannah, how are you?
Hi, John. I'm good. Thanks so much for having me. How are you?
I'm good. Are you in New York at the moment?
I am.
So it's good. It's good morning then.
It is good morning here, but good afternoon to you. Yeah.
So where did the idea come from? I mean, you weren't sat in New York when you came up with the idea, were you?
No, I was home. So it was kind of April 24, so nearly 2 years ago, myself and Sarah met, and we both have our degrees and masters in business and marketing. And we just kind of wanted to do a small passion project about promoting Donegal. We're both self-proclaimed foodies, big into like the outdoors. So it was just trying to bring those two things together. Obviously, it took some time to come up with the idea, and we're perfectionists, which probably slowed things down, hence why it's only kind of getting going now. But yeah, the idea kind of just came from obviously our love for Donegal and trying to promote that in a way that it encourages not only tourists from afar, but also locals to explore their own county. Because as you know, you can go from a 2 hour journey to get from one end to the next. So it's great to be able to narrow down different routes people can take to explore their own county as well.
Absolutely. And just glancing at it, it is amazing. And I thought I'd seen, you know, most of the county, but it's amazing the number of spots that you realise that, or I realise that, that I haven't found yet and haven't explored. But also it outlines, you know, places that, you know, might not always have been there, places to eat and drink.
Yeah, and that was a big part of it. Like, it's very much word of mouth is the whole idea behind it. That it's not so much people to have to go off Google reviews and what's already online. We kind of done our own research with friends and families and people we knew, and through the page itself, asking for suggestions. So that if you were to go to any of the towns or any of the areas, that what's pinned on the map is most likely what the locals there would actually recommend to you. And again, like when we set off, we done many days out ourselves, me and Sarah, that we explored and knew where we were going, but found so much along the way that we didn't know about, which is really interesting too.
And I suppose that's the way to do it, just to just get out and explore and to chat to people and find out, and then put up the places and put up the recommendations.
Yeah, and like that, because it's been like a year and a half now that we've been doing it, we actually have a lot of content that we're yet to post. So I suppose me being over here isn't too much of an issue because we've so much to go back on and post yet. But yeah. We kind of just decided to gather a good bit of content, have the map to kind of back that up, so that it's not just suggestions based off what we've heard, that a lot of what we've done is actually primary research that we actually found out ourselves and actually have the content then to showcase it.
And it just takes some time, I suppose, to get it all up there. But you mentioned pins, and that's one of the great things about this guide is there's a map of Donegal and there's pins on there, and you can pick the pin nearest you and go and explore and go and visit.
Yeah, so we've broken down between kind of things to do, hikes, beaches, walks, and then as well hospitality with the food, coffee shops, coffee vans, and things to do as well as the Wild Atlantic Way signs. Just because obviously if I was to recommend someone a restaurant or a cafe that's an hour and a half's drive away, it's harder to justify that. But hopefully with the map, if there's a coffee shop or a beach walk you can do along the way, it kind of justifies and bridges these gaps together.
Yeah, absolutely. And what is, just moving away from Donegal for a moment, what's life in New York like, and how's things going out there?
Yeah, it's great. I always sum it up to people at home as a tactic because it's just all go here. But no, it's good. I'm working for actually a man from Donegal, Kevin Doherty. He's from outside Donegal town, Invert, but he has two really successful Irish bars out here. So I'm helping with their marketing. But it kind of actually ties into the Donegal guide because a lot of what he does is promoting Ireland in a really modern kind of contemporary concept, and we've loads of like Donegal memorabilia. So I love when Donegal people come in, I can kind of point out little things that only we kind of appreciate, but it's all kind of hidden amongst all these walls and interiors and bars here.
Yeah, well, no better person to outline some of the hidden gems in Donegal.
Yeah.
The map is from north to south and east to west. And often when visitors come, and let's say they're coming from the States maybe on tour buses and stuff, they come to the south of the county, they'll come into Donegal town, might shoot off to Slieve League or something, or if they're lucky, come over to Glenveagh as well, and that's it, and they're off to Sligo or Mayo or wherever, and miss out on so much more that Donegal has to offer.
Yeah, we found ourselves, even me and Sarah, we've a lot of friends from around Ireland, and a lot of them will say they've been to Donegal but might have only got as far, like you said, as South Donegal, Bundoran and the likes. But we'll always say to people, the further up you go, the better it gets too. Like, it doesn't stop there. So it's a great way, hopefully, to encourage people to plan their trip and look at the map and assess how they can go further afield, or once they're parked up in Donegal, the other places that they can visit while they're there.
Absolutely. And nothing wrong with Bundoran or Donegal Town or Slieve.
No.
Or whatever.
But, lovely spots. We got to see them too, yeah.
Yeah, but there's just so much more. And all outlined on the map and in various posts as well. So it's the Donegal Guide on Instagram. And any plans then for other platforms?
Yeah, so we'll probably try and bring it on to Facebook and TikTok, just because a lot of our content would be able to transfer over. But I think just at the start, because again, it's kind of like the word of mouth, the locals' impact we want. We just decided one platform so that people could give us feedback there. And then from there, we can like build and tweak and improve as we go. But Instagram, we've had really good feedback so far. And like that, we've had businesses reaching out to us that we haven't even heard about yet, which is really great for us up there. It's only going to continue on.
Okay. Well, listen, continued success, not just with the guide, but also with life and work in New York, to both yourself and Sarah. And if people want to check it out, it's on Instagram at the moment, maybe moving on to Facebook as well, and who knows, maybe TikTok in the future as well. But at the moment on Instagram, it's simply called the Donegal Guide, if you want to check it out. Hannah Healy, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, John. Have a great day.